It's 5:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll learn about a new app you can download on your smartphone that helps you track the amount of carbon you're saving when you replace your light bulbs or use a refillable water bottle.
But first, it is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. Chris Molina is with us in the studio. You count on WPR's Ideas Network for talk about issues that matter to you. And WPR counts on you to help keep these discussions on the air. You can make your donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Last hour, we heard from 11 listeners. Thank you so much for those pledges. This hour, we're looking to hear from 10 listeners. Help us meet this goal right now by making a contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And the programs you enjoy will be here every day on Wisconsin Public Radio, thanks to your supports.
On the Ideas Network, you hear from the person who wrote the bill, who wrote the book, who has that unique expertise. We're glad to seek these people out, get them on the show. We're privileged to do that, in fact, but it is your support that makes all of that possible. Make great radio happen right now with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And during this membership drive, you can get the new I Love WPR magnets when you give $60. That's $5 a month or more. Your donation supports the programs you count on, and you can get these cool magnets.
That's right. You get one large, one small magnet. You can put them on your car, maybe your fridge, wherever you like, and you'll be reminded of your love for Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There's been a lot of news about the state budget, and as proposed, the budget puts state funding for Wisconsin public broadcasting at risk. You tell us that you value the lasting impact of public broadcasting programs, news, conversations, music, and even entertainment.
And that's why Wisconsin Public Broadcasting, including WPR, is working hard to address the budget challenges as the process goes forward. Meanwhile, listener support is more important than ever, so make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign that it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you.
And you're important to us because WPR is listener-supported radio. We count on financial support from people like you, people who rely on WPR to bring them something special every day. Your gift of $5 a month or whatever amount feels right to you and really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 10 pledges by the end of the hour, and we've got about 50 more minutes to get them. Your gift right now of any amount, say $5 a month, $10 a month, $15 a month, the important thing is that you make a contribution that works for you, and you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this pledge drive, we're offering something special for you. You can show your support for WPR with those new I Love WPR magnets. Very useful, and they're yours for a pledge of $5 a month at $60 or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're not already a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio, become one right now. It's so easy to set up convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can join Bonnie in Green Bay. She says, I love listening to WPR as I drive. I'm always learning and thinking as I drive. I wouldn't want to be without WPR. Well, who would want to be without WPR? That's you too. So make that pledge. Ensure the future health of WPR by making your pledge at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Listeners provide the single biggest piece of our budget pie here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I've said it before and I'll say it again. You are the public in Wisconsin Public Radio. We could not do this without you. Programs like Central Time, The Joy Cardine Show, Kathleen Dunn, On Point, and so on and so on. We couldn't bring these programs to you without your support. You are the public in Wisconsin Public Radio. That's why we're asking you to give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, pledge drives are an important time to hear from new members. So if you've never given before, why not make today the day that you become a WPR member? People find that once they pledge, they're going to keep on doing it because they feel good. You'll feel good when you take that step, that leap, to become a WPR member. You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And ask for that really cool set of magnets with your pledge of $5 a month. That's only $60 for a year of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio guilt-free, and you get awesome magnets in the process. That's a great equation right there. Make your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thanks.
And now a recently released smartphone app aims to help users cut back on their carbon and their water usage.
Nancy Wong, a professor of consumer science at UW-Madison, developed this app. It's called My Earth, along with members of the university's computer science department.
My Earth is set up like a diary where users can record different activities that help them save carbon units. The more carbon units a person saves, the further they're able to progress in the app.
Nancy Wong joins us now in the studio to tell us more about it. Nancy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So why an app to help give people options on being more environmentally friendly?
I designed the app to be a behavioral aid to help people to be reminded of the little things that they can do in their daily lives to help reduce their carbon footprint.
So users try to save, as I understand it, carbon units while they're using My Earth. What is a carbon unit? How do we measure that?
Well, the carbon units are actually based on calculations that we glean from EPA regulations and various other sources of research that we were able to compile and translate that into tangible output that is actually relatable to the users, such as a growing iceberg or a growing forest.
So what kind of things do we do in our real life that we enter into our My Earth app to get points for, in a way?
Well, the app actually shows you a list of activities in your daily life that covers a wide range of activities, from your electricity usage to saving water to recycling and to changing a light bulb, for that matter, to help you to contribute to saving your carbon footprint.
And then what do we see? What happens on the screen to reward us for entering these activities?
Well, as you actually enter each of the... Well, first of all, they are a list of activities from which you could select to customize to your daily needs so that it would sort of fit in with your daily lifestyle. And then and each day, you can actually enter whether you have performed various activities that you have selected. And that basically would calculate your daily carbon savings for the day, and that result is aggregated in a graphic that is saving the bear. And the polar bear is actually at level zero. The polar bear would be perched on a sort of like almost melting iceberg. And as you reduce your carbon footprint, the iceberg is going to grow organically, so thus making the results motivating to the user.
And what have you heard from people who have used it? Do they feel motivated? Do they take more of these little activities so that they can keep leveling up and building that iceberg?
Oh, absolutely. Because I've actually seen reviews given by users on the app that says that they received that information about that based on the write-up that he or she read on the Time magazine that actually gave this particular coverage. And so he downloaded the app and tried it, and he loved the computer graphics because he thought that was, most people actually find that drawing really cute and appealing and in a way that is relatable to themselves.
So do these little things that everyday people do really make a difference when it comes to overall global carbon output?
Absolutely, because to date, I think what has been encouraging is that we have over 1,000 users globally, and we can actually monitor their carbon savings. We have actually generated about 2.5 tons of carbon savings to date. Mm. So I would really like to put a word out there to get people to download the app and use it, because I think every little step that we collectively take would make a huge difference.
Are you trying to change a mindset from thinking of environmental responsibility as kind of a chore, you know, work to do, to make it something fun to participate in?
No, I like to make it fun to participate in and to actually not to underestimate the huge impact that we individually can make.
Now, you described how it works. Now, I understand you're in the as apps often are, you're in the process of revising and adding to it. So what's next? What are the next steps we're going to see on My Earth?
Oh, the next step is you're going to see a new range of graphics. So again, so you can actually have the display using the polar bear or a forest woodsy display so that, you know, they are different themes that could appeal to different users that I hope would continue to engage our users to try things out. And also, the longer term, it's not going to happen right away, is to have it being social media enabled.
So we could compete with our friends then?
Absolutely.
To see who has the biggest iceberg or the fanciest forest?
Yes, and then we could actually, you know, compare ourselves to the average users to see how you perform compared to the other users on using the app as well.
So we've got your phone here. Do you use the app? Are you using My Earth on a daily basis?
Yes, I do, of course. And then, you know, I look at the progress of how many users have downloaded the app, and then I'm always reminded of the fact that I have to do this again.
And what, are you at a high level now? Are you doing well at My Earth?
I would like to think so. I'm actually at level 5 right now.
How high a level can you get to on it?
You can get to at 7, level 7.
Okay, so you're working your way up there. Mm-hmm. Where can people get My Earth? How can people find it?
They can find it on the iOS Apple App Store as well as Google Play. They are available on both sites and it's free. And I would like to actually remind them that My Earth is spelled without a space mm-hmm. in between. And there is a tagline that is called Track My Carbon Savings.
All right. Nancy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Nancy Wong, professor of consumer science in the UW School of Human Ecology, discussing how her My Earth app helps people live more energy efficient lives.